This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration has surrendered again to the gun lobby. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a year ago, the Bush administration did the right thing on gun control. It took a step toward restoring law and order and ending the arms race on our city streets. The administration stood up to the National Rifle Association and banned imports of assault rifles into the United States. But the gun lobby fought back, and the administration buckled. They shamefully refused to ban assault rifles made in the USA, which are 75% of the market. Now they've buckled to the gun lobby again. Foreign gun manufacturers made cosmetic changes in the AK-47s and other assault rifles and asked again to sell them in the United States. The Bush administration went along with this trickery. They say the redesigned weapons can be legally imported. What gives, Al? How can we wage a successful war on crime if the administration keeps surrendering to the gun lobby?
Ted, you should stop trying to use fear and guilt to win a point that isn't real. The import ban on assault weapons was meaningless as a solution to the real problem of violent crime in the U.S. Let's not forget that only 1% of all the weapons used in America's crimes are long guns. 1%. And for all your rattling about redesigned weapons now being legal to import, just how is it tricky when a company only complies with the very law you yourself had voted for? Come on, Ted. The truth of the matter is that even though the foreign manufacturers have complied with the many changes forced on them by you and your liberal cronies, none of them are exporting those guns to the U.S. Why? Too darn expensive. So stop shouting fire in a crowded theater, Ted. You mumble and groan about the gun lobby. At least they don't use trickery and distortion to make their point. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on cutting the capital gains tax as a way to helping working men and women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.